Here's a thought I'll title, Pick Your Compromise. After 50 years in photography and 24 different cameras I've owned and used during my life, I've reluctantly come to the conclusion that there's no such thing as the perfect kit. I'm not even sure there's a perfect kit for a perfect application, let alone one pick that will allow you to do every kind of photography that you want. So at one point or another, we make decisions, and then we live with them. For example, when choosing which lens to take with me out photographing, it often boils down to a debate between two strategies. Do I use a two-lens strategy where both are the very best lenses I own, maybe on two different camera bodies, but I'm making no compromises for image quality and getting the very, very best I can? But if I take two cameras, that means twice the expense and weight and etc., sets of batteries that have to be charged. And if I take one camera, that means I'm going to do a lot of lens swapping in the field between those two fantastic lenses that I own. And that will probably result in some dust on the sensor that I'm going to have to deal with in post-processing. So I can pick that choice of a two-lens setup, but there's a consequence to it that's not ideal. The other option is to use a travel lens, what's often called a super zoom. And I own one of those lenses that has a 10-to-1 zoom ratio. Wow, fantastic. Requires no lens swapping in the field. It's a good lens, but it's not quite as sharp as the superior top-grade lenses that I have. So I know that if I choose the super zoom, I'll have less spotting to do because I'll have less dust on the sensor, but I'll also have images that aren't as tack sharp as they could have been. And will that bite me in the rear at some point down the road because I wish I would have used my highest quality lenses? It seems like I can't ever have my cake and eat it too. So I'm reduced to picking which compromise is the least costly, the least painful, the least problematic. And it seems that no matter what I choose, there will be a compromise at some point in time, somewhere along the line. I've come to conclude that that's just the nature of trying to pursue excellence. There's no perfect answers, but there are some answers that are better than others in certain circumstances for certain applications. Oh my goodness, there we go again. Wouldn't it be lovely if we could have gear that required no compromise? But that, I've come to conclude, is the source of a lot of gear acquisition syndrome. We're constantly pursuing the perfect set of gear that requires no compromises whatsoever. And some time ago, that train of thought led me to a different sort of conclusion, and that is summed up in the old wisdom that enough is as good as a feast. No matter what size print I make, no matter how much cropping I do or don't do, I can always want my images to be better. And maybe the only sane strategy in all of this is to accept whatever compromise you choose to accept, commit to it, and then do the best job you can with that. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, it all has to do with, can you see it in the print? Or if it's a digital presentation, can you see the compromise on the screen? That, of course, is dependent on how you process the images, how big you make your prints, how critical you need the details and the sharpness to be. There's lots of ways you can think of this. But the one comforting thought that I have is that no one will ever look as critically at my images as I do. So when it comes right down to it, if I'm comfortable with the compromise and happy with the result, what more could I ask for?